Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei in the Ois Vador edition, Perek Asiri, Halacha Zayin, immediately after the Mishnah and the top of Amud Aleph. We learn in the Mishnah that someone who's Moitzi Kupas Aroichlim, it's a peddler's box that has many compartments to it that have different meaning in it. So he's Chayav only one. Says the Gemara Vekashio. The question is, what's the chiddush? Ilu oitzi veoitzi behelam echot, klumu chayav ela echot? If a person took out multiple times with one helam, with one forgetting, he didn't remember in the middle that this is usur. So he took out an item, then he took out another item, then he took out another item. How many chatoyos is he chayav? Is chayav only one? It's all called one helam. So why do you have to tell me a chiddush if you took out a peddler's box? So you chayav only one. Even if you take each item individually, you chayav only one. Says the Gemara, minitzrucha, the chiddush is le'Rabbi Eliezer. Shelo toimai mini harbe yehosu be'alei mers harbe ve'yichayav kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Eliezer learns that when a person does multiple melachos in one helem, he's chayav on each one. Where is the blazer? The blazer is in Maseches Krisus. He learns there that if a person had a beilo with his ishtoi nida, with his wife nida, multiple times, and he just didn't know, he was one shaygik, he's chayav for each beilo and beilo. So according to him, if someone takes out from Yishus Hayochet Yishus Rabbi multiple times with the same helim, he's chayav in each one. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, if you take out a peddler's box, which is multiple items, here even Rabbi Eliezer will agree you chayav only one. That's what I have to say, chayav only one. Continues the Gemara, Ziroine, Gino, Pochus, Mikrogeris, the seeds that you put into a garden, it's not the shear of Gregaris of a fig. What is it? Five seeds. My time with Abudu Bemesero. What is the reasoning you do five seeds? Shekendarkonli Zora Barugas. We learned earlier in this parak, you plant five seeds in one garden. So that's the normal way of taking it out, five seeds per garden. Zera Kishuim Shnaim, Zera Diluim Shnaim, Zera Polamitsu Shnaim. So these different gourds, pumpkins, and beans, you take two of each. Says the Gemara, we learned this earlier. Tani Chitim Medayois Shnaim. Two kernels of wheat. That come from Madai. Shmuel b'shem b'zehiru chitin adishim chavivois oisu oisu k'shar zior negino she'inem necholim. Even though wheat is food, and food we go the size of a fig, but because wheat is so chaviv, and people like it so much, so they're machshivit, that even two kernels, you chayav, even two seeds you chayav, even though it's not the size of a fig. Chagav chay koshu means kikogeris. If you take out a live locust, so then it's chayav kosho. If it's dead, it's the size of gugaris because that's what is edible. Hadod ha'tor v'tor. That's good, says the Gemara. If you're talking about a locust, which is tar. Those days, they knew which locust you're allowed to eat. Aval b'tome. If you're taking out a locust, which is tome, then human being cannot eat. Kemeloi piyakel have to have the size of the mouth of a dog who eats locust. Tzipor is growing a type of locust. Ben chayav ben meiso kol shehi shematzni moisle refuo. Even the, it has to be a small, it's a small amount because people put it aside for medicinal purposes. A woman who has this sickness called satifo, she puts it on her, it makes her heal. They said, probably in Bavel, someone doesn't want to have a taiva for tashmish, ochil palgo v'shovi palgo. He eats half of this locust, and he leaves out the other half. That is his gula, not to have taiva. Shel smol asur, shel yamin mutar. The part that he needs to eat is the right side, not the left side. Because the left side, if he eats it, that will be too much, and it will cause him to be castrated and to be over the isur of sirus. Avad koshu, if he eats the right side, and he leaves the left, but then he gets lost, or chosar koshu, missing a piece, eno takono ilamis. It's a sakana. This gula causes a sakana. Ketzadu, he said, make sure to keep the whatever is left of the locust. She puts it into a honey bowl, and that remains that it keeps the locust as long as possible. Abida says, take out a live locust if it's tome, so even the smallest amount, because the kid plays with it. Hator, mashadavka, because it's tome. If it's tar, ben chai ben meis kegogeres. The size needs to be the size of a fig, which is the normal way, normal amount you eat. Why don't you say a smaller amount so the kid could play with it? Says Gemara, "Abuyde kedaite debuyde oimer oichlim tehoyrin and mesachim behem." You're not allowed to play with things that are edible because you're not allowed to play with food. It's a bizoyin of oichlim. Says Gemara, "Vaksiv an ear." If it says hatesachek boy ketzipor, refers to the leviathan. The leviathan will be fed to the tzaddikim losid lovi, and it says there you'll play with it like you play with a bird. You see, you'll play with food. Says Gemara, "Veloy heter michal isru." Says Gemara, "I'll tell you, leviathan today is usher to eat." The Gemara understands that leviathan is not a dak tor; it's a dak tummy. It's you're not allowed to eat it, but it will be a special hayros shal losid lovi to give the tzaddikim to eat it. So therefore, because right now it's not food, you can play with it. Says the Gemara of Achsiv Ketzipur, it says you'll play with it like a bird. A bird, l'chor is tar. So you're playing with something which is edible. Says the Gemara, a bird, you can't eat it the way it is. You have to shecht it. So you're allowed to play with animals that still require shechito. They're not considered to be food until you do shechito. But a locust, similarly, a fish, is something that doesn't require any shechito. She's as they are, you can eat them. So therefore, it's also to play with them because they're considered to be food. This is the end of the ninth parak of Masechet Shabbos. Hadron Aloch Perak Rabbi Akiva, Hadron Aloch Perak Rabbi Akiva. Continuing on to the tenth parak of Masechet Shabbos, Zok the Mishnah. Hamatznia lezera ledugmo ulrefuah. Someone who puts an item aside, and he does it either because he wants to plant it, even though we have some shiurim that we mentioned in the end of the previous parak, how much you need to plant. But this person is putting one seed specifically to plant. Or ledugma, he wants to give it to show it to a potential buyer who wants to see it. He's going to give him as an example. Or lerifu, he wants to use it for medicine. So in all these cases, hitziyo b'shabes chayav alo b'kosho. He take it on Shabbos, he was machshiv it. So therefore he's chayav in the smallest amount. V'chol adam in chayavim alo v'elak yishiur. But any other person is chayav like the shear that we mentioned in the previous parak, which is a certain amount. Continues the mission of Ayin with base. Even the person who did put it aside for these purposes, if he brought it back inside and he's not going to do these purposes anymore, so then he's chayav only with the correct shear, and the Gemara is going to tell us which case exactly we're talking about. So the Gemara Matzniya Lazer v'chule. Rav Yira Omer Abiyisi Beruchanino Bayi. Masnisi de abudo. Chura Mishnah goes like abudo. The abudo omar mumun bumunosoi chayav. As we saw earlier, a baal umnus, a craftsman who is going to use something for a very specific item, he says abudo. If that item is chayav for the smallest amount, Rabbanan disagree. Says the Gemara, the Chura Mishnah that says that if someone is matzniya for a specific amount, that goes like abudo. Also abudo bepazi b'shabis v'chanino de abudo. He also says abudo. But according to Rabbanon, you say he's potter because that's not the shear. Says the Gemara, the end of our Mishnah that says that once he brought it back into the house, then you have to go to the regular shear. Talking about only when he brought it out as a dugma, as an example, as a sample for a buyer. He brings it out to the buyer. Says the buyer looks at it, says, I like it. He brings it back inside. There's no purpose anymore for that small amount. But if he's using it to plant it or for healing purposes, even when he put it back in, it's still usable for the zera and refuah that he wanted to do it originally. Someone put aside a small amount and then his friend took it out. So the friend is potter. Shimon says, no, he's chayav. What's exactly the discussion? If the second one took it out and his intention is, I'm taking it out for my own purpose, he doesn't have the intention of using it for the purpose that the first one put it aside. If you took it out for the purpose of the first one put it aside, and the second one takes it out because he wants to help the first one take it out, so then everybody will agree is chayav. We're talking about stam. He took it out, the second one took it out without any intention. You say, when you're taking out no intention, you're doing it for your own self. And for the second person, this item is not chashuv enough because he wasn't matzniyat. You're assuming he did it in midas rishon, meaning that as long as he didn't have a different mindset, use whatever the first one put it aside, that's why you're taking it out, and therefore he's chayav. Halacha bei zok de mishnah. Hamoitzi oichlim v'nosonom al ha'askupo. The askupo is the doorway, puts it on the threshold that is when you go out. See, prison goes out from Yishus HaYochid to Yishus HaRabim. In between, there's the threshold. That threshold between Yishus HaYochid to Yishus HaRabim is considered to be, as Rav Chaim explains over here at Karmelis. Karmelis means it's not Yishus HaYochid, it's not Yishus HaRabim, it's something in between because it has the height of 3 and the width of 4. So you may live because of that. Bein shechozor v'hoitziyom, bein shehoitziyom acher, potter mipri sheloi oso melachto vasachas. He didn't do it in one shot. He took it from Yishus HaYochid. He placed it on the threshold. Then somebody took it from the threshold to put it out, either him or somebody else. So there was no melacha going through directly from Yishus HaYochid to Yishus HaRabim, so therefore he's potter. Next part of the Mishnah. Kupo shehi meleyo peyrus. You have a basket full of fruits. Finesuno ala askupa chitzorino. It's put out on the edge of the threshold towards the outside. Avabi shiroiva peyrus v'chutz. Even though in the basket, part of the basket is sticking outside to Yishus HaRabim, and there are fruits that are outside to Yishus HaRabim. Potro at shiyoitzi is kol hakupo. He's not chayav until he doesn't take out the entire basket from inside to outside. Meaning they took out the basket in one shot from Yishus HaYochid to Yishus HaRabim. But if you took out from Yishus HaYochid, put it on this kupa, even though a portion of the kupa isn't Yishus HaRabim, and there's fruits in Yishus HaRabim, he's potter. Explains the Gemara, and the word brings you a machlokes, I understand the second part of the Mishnah. Chizki Omar bekupa shel kishuyim veshel diluyim hi masnisin. We're talking about a basket that has in it very long fruits, gourds or pumpkins. So when he has part of the basket outside, there's not a full fruit sitting outside of the threshold. Every fruit takes the entire surface of the basket. So when you have half the basket out, half the basket in, also the fruits are half out, half in. If you have a basket which is full of small fruits, let's say you have a basket full of apples, and the basket has, it's partially outside, in Yishus HaRabim, and there's a full apple, a size of a gugur, size of a fig, which is in Yishus HaRabim. So if one took out a basket from Yishus HaYochid, placed it on the threshold, but he has one part of the kupa already in Yishus HaRabim, with a food, gregarious, outside, a full fruit outside, so then he's chayavin that, because that apple is considered to be outside, even though that the entire basket is outside. Meaning Chizkiah learns the egged kli, the fact that you have one big kli over here, lav shmi egged, I don't look at the kli as one unit. So I see your basket, the basket is half in, half out, but the fruit which is in the basket is fully out, so he's chayavin it. I'm in Milsa de Abir Chanon Pligo. Abir Chanon argues on Chizkiyo. The Oma, when Daf Ayin Vov, when Dalef, Toma Avchia B'Shem Abir Chanon, Sarud means a very large, what's called a Reva, it's a big bowl. Shemiktsos B'Fim, Miktsos B'Chutz, it's partially inside, partially outside. Noto Mikan V'Nosan L'Kan, he took fruits inside that bowl, from one side of the bowl to the other side of the bowl, from the side which is inside Yishus HaYochid, and he put it out to Yishus HaRabim, Potter. Im Akoi picks out the bowl, Achiyakoi Kul Kachas, let's take the whole thing in one shot. So what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds the Eget Shmi, Shkli, Shmek Eget. As long as the basket, as long as the bowl, this one big bowl did not go out completely, so any fruits inside is not considered to be, they went out completely. So the Wama, Amanu, Kami, Avyasi, Tipot, reports. Not necessarily Chizkiyah argues with Rabbi Yochanan. It could be he agrees the Eget Shmi, Eget Kli, Shmek Eget. Meaning when one bowl, one basket is half in, half out, the fruits which are in the basket, even though they're fully outside, as long as the basket is not outside, is not considered to be that the fruit is outside. But Chizki is talking about a case that you have a basket which is parutz, which means it's missing the border. It doesn't have a wall. It's an open basket. So therefore, it's not considered to be in the basket. Omalei v'atanin and kupo. Kupo is a basket that has walls. Islach meimar kupo prutzo. That's not a kupo. A kupo that doesn't have a wall is not a kupo. So, of course, Chizkiah is arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, "My kedoin, what is really the reason that Chizkiah argues?" Says the Gemara, "In the Chamitaltim, Shus Rabim, Nasa Karmelis, Ela Odom Milvat." There's nothing movable that becomes a Karmelis in Shus Rabim except a human being. Meaning, a human being, as we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, he puts his hand outside. He's in Shus Ayochid, and he puts his hand onto the Shus Rabim. The hand is not considered to be Shus Ayochid, because if someone takes out of the hand, it's not Chayav. The hand is not considered to be Shus Rabim, because as long as he didn't put it down on the floor, it's still considered to be not Shus Rabim. So it's considered to be a Karmelis. But any other item which is movable, it will never be a karmelis. So because of that, Chizkiyah says like this, because I see that a kli, a vessel, is not a karmelis, so also the fruits will not go based on the kli. Because a kli cannot create its own rishus, according to Chizkiyah, in the Rishus Rabbim, so also the fruits inside are not going to be bottled to the kli. So Rabbi Yochanan says, eged kli shme eged. Whatever is in the kli is considered to be whatever the kli is. And as long as the kli is not Rishus Rabbim, the fruits are not Rishus Rabbim. Chizkiyah says, no, the kli cannot be a karmelis, so the fruits inside are not bottled to it. So I look at the fruits as if they're not inside the kli. And because a full fruit is in Rishus Rabbim, it's considered to be they took something from Rishus HaYachid and put it into Rishus Rabbim. With this we conclude, Yushal Mishabes, Daf Ayin Hei.